Well, good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we are in week two of this series we're calling Forged, and we're looking at the book of Habakkuk. And week one, Brian kind of walked us through how Habakkuk looks at, he's a prophet in Judah, and he looks at what's going on in Judah's society and really cries out to God. And we talked about how do you have faith when God doesn't seem like he's doing anything, when he seems like he's absent or he seems like he's silent. How do we kind of take our complaints and our cries and the difficulties of our life to God? And then this past weekend, we talked about how God responds back to Habakkuk and says, I am doing something, but to be honest, you're not going to like it. You're not even going to believe what I'm doing. He says he's sending the Babylonians, which at the time were just this ruthless nation, to come in and really punish Judah for their wickedness. And Habakkuk is struggling with that. And so we talked about how do you have faith when you don't like God's response, or when you don't understand why God is doing something the way he's doing it? How do you have still trust in God's goodness during that time? And so we've been kind of having folks tell stories of what God has walked them through. And I've got Kelly Carlson with me here this morning. Her and her husband Ben are here at the Delaware campus. They've got a great story of what God's been doing in them in the past year and a half. So I'm going to let them, let Kelly tell their story.
Thanks, Cale. So about 2 years ago, my husband and I moved to Delaware with really just a lot of excitement and high expectation for what was to come. And for good reason, we had just moved into a newly renovated home. We were expecting our first daughter in the nearing months, looking forward to building community and church, as well as just with, the college students at OU. And soon enough, just two nights into our stay at our new house, like, we began to realize that something wasn't right, and water started leaking in nearly every place that water could leak. And appliances in the kitchen began breaking in dangerous ways, gas leaks. The floor started having issues, and construction materials started coming up out of pipes. And it was pretty clear after about 20 warranty claims that we had had a dishonest deal. What we didn't realize, what hadn't come in clear quite yet, is that the story was really just beginning. I started to feel sick. We went from, being an active couple that see health as a priority, and I couldn't walk to the mailbox. Ben would have to hold me at times just to feed Sophie. There were various things like skin lesions and hard time breathing. I was losing hair. My stomach would hurt so bad. I'd be coiled up on the floor at times. And, I remember crying out to God, just, I don't understand what's going on. Why is this happening? And, is there sin? What have I done? Is there something going on that we're missing? And, we went to various doctors. And at that time, tests were coming back normal. One day we even went to the ER, and after a test, I was told that, perhaps I was just, needing a vacation from my child. We left there with a folder that day that has a sticker that just says tired on it. And so in God's kindness, we began to see what was causing some of these deeper issues that were causing my body to fall apart in likeness to the home. And we had a disaster specialist out there and discovered that there had been mold for the months that I had been a stay-at-home mom, filtering through our air conditioning system and coming through the walls of multiple rooms and beams of our house and around our back door, that we were, in a very dangerous position to continue living there. So at that time, we decided that the best thing would be to separate, for Sophie and I to leave the state and live with in-laws those following months while I sought medical care, while Ben necessarily stayed here in order to work. And during that time, I saw 7 different specialists across 5 different states in the nation, and I walked away with 7 different diagnoses, 7 different supplements or starvation diets or medicines or opinions, and each one contradicting the other in one way or another. And as I began to seek God for answers, we're watching harvest season out there and feeling like I was being sifted and just left alone, and dealing with anger as to why, what are these injustices happening for, and why are persons whom don't desire a great time with their kids, feeling healthy, why are persons whom knew they weren't reconstructing this house with integrity and honesty, sitting down to supper with their spouses when we were, 10 hours apart. Eventually, in January of this year, I was at Mayo Clinic. Ben was able to fly out for the week. And, you know, I realized at that time, just like, I didn't just dislike my circumstance. Like, I'd begun to really hate my life. It was the first time in my life that no one wanted to be me. People didn't know what to do with me. Doctors didn't have answers. And, you know, despair was close at bay when I wasn't stuck in the word or prayer or asking people to speak truth to me. And so during that time, we, you know, got a minor diagnosis at Mayo Clinic, left there with a treatment plan and the agenda to come back to Delaware. And so at which time I did return at the end of January. But what we didn't expect was once again, I just became sicker and sicker. So the amazing thing is that we soon discovered why, when I returned in January, I was getting so sick. And it was something that hundreds of photographs taken by the top doctors of the world in Mayo Clinic did not discover. And it's that I was pregnant. So I'm actually pregnant right now, expecting our second daughter in 2 months. And the nurses spoke of impossibilities of that ever happening again, much less at the point where my body was diagnosed with malnourishment, like someone from a third world country. And so, yeah, I think that God began to show us that the expectations that we had were so small in comparison to the ones that he was about to supersede. So I guess, at the end of it all, Ben and I know that having a baby isn't going to solve things necessarily, but it's just such an icon to point to as something that proves God's goodness and his control and just his great love for us outside of what our circumstances say.
Thanks, Kelly. It's been a privilege to watch Ben and Kelly just go through this. It's been hard. I've described it as kind of watching like a modern day Job at times, but they have walked through it with faith and trusting in God's goodness. And then, as she said, seeing that God's able to bring amazing things out of such seemingly difficult circumstances. So I want to give us a moment here just to pray and to respond to the Lord. Maybe you're going through something, maybe not of the same kind, but something still difficult and wondering where God is in it. And I just want to encourage you this morning through Kelly's story that God is active, God is working, and God is good, and he's there. So take some time to pray to him right now. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning for the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you're blessed and have a great week.